It's the best of Drew and Mike. Another Saturday brought to you by Realtor Scott Kuniff, who is looking for referrals, or if you want to sell your home or you want help in finding a new one, 248-797-7746. He's the rising star as selected in the entire area by the Coldwell Banker Weir Manual people. And you can also email Scott at skunnath at cbwm. That's skunnath at cbwm.com. Or call Scott at 248-797-7746. Or you can text him.
He's happy. Great guy.
Very happy with that. Yeah. We've done some hand-holding with a couple of young people who were in there. Well, it wasn't. It didn't go that far.
That literal hand.
What he had in mind, but
from my cold dead hands.
But Scott promises he'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee, and he listens to the show, so you can talk in drops with Scott. Good guy to hang out with while you're finding that new home.
He's a fun guy too.
You can walk into a house and go, your house smells like feces.
Yeah. And he's not going to bullshit. He's going to, yeah, this house does smell like feces. I'm going to grab your hand and get out of here.
Home smells of feces.
You buy a house.
Just picture him grabbing their hand and running out.
You buy a house of skank, he'll tell you you bought a house of skank.
Or a piece of shit house.
And hopefully, yeah. The OS house.
My house.
Or if your house is turning on you, he'll tell you that too. He knows all the important language for listeners of this program. I just witnessed something really exciting. I was letting Layla out. Mags was already out. And there was a rabbit like 10 feet from the stairs. And Layla got down the stairs just wandering. And I go, Layla! And I pointed at the rabbit. Mm-hmm. And she and Mags both tore ass towards the rabbit. But Layla, of course, a little faster. Uh-huh. So she caught the rabbit.
Oh, my rabbit, God. Really?
Yeah, the rabbit had to turn around. And Mags was in the way. Oh. And Mags being the imposing
presence. Shake.
He was. The rabbit quickly spun around the other way and ran to the fence where Layla had pretty well had it trapped, and it squeezed through the fence.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Foil.
Wow.
Wow, what a wild kingdom moment.
But I was proud of Mags.
I can't believe Layla caught the rabbit.
She did. The rabbit was standing there, though, not looking.
She had a start.
Yeah, she got a head start.
Wow.
Layla can fly. Layla and Gabby, not a lot of difference.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know.
I heard they weren't purebred.
Yep. Oh, man. Look at Layla. Look at
that's
Gabby.
What I heard.
It's
I didn't
the same
that.
Dog.
My favorite picture on Twitter is Mags jumping through the golden butthole.
Butthole, yeah. And getting stuck.
He got stuck.
It's a cute picture. Not very realistic. He would not get stuck in the golden
give
butthole.
Give him a
phone. Oh, man.
The golden butthole.
His wheel is doing better, by the way. He has gone up and down the stairs. There's some audio.
It seems like he's committed himself to, like, you know, like an exercise program in the spring.
He did the two-a-days last year, and we'll start the two-a-days up again.
He's a good boy.
He lost a pound and a half last year.
Wow.
I'm not sure what currently the situation is. It's been a long winter. And his injury has immobilized him to some degree, but he's moving along. Anyway, hey, congrats to the Tigers for their 2-0 opener win. As Kristen Stewart hit a two-run blast. It's not a sports podcast, of course. But it was opening day, and that is a event. That's an event, even though it was in Toronto. Of course,
the same name as my wife.
What? Kristen
Stewart?
It's not spelled the same way.
And the actress.
I don't think, is it? How's Kristen spelled? K-R-I-S, isn't
it? K-R-I-S. T-I-S.
Close.
She's T-I-N?
Yeah. It's still the same name, Kristen.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was Christian, though.
I thought it was, too. I was completely faked out. All these new players.
Yeah.
And, well, we'll see how many they lose. They're 1-0. They're in first place, so that's good.
Should we be predict the future and say, hey, congratulations to Michigan and Michigan State for advancing? Or should we go, oh, God, I can't believe Michigan lost.
Wrong.
I think they're going to win. I think they'll beat Texas Tech.
Well, by the time people hear this, it's over.
I know. That's why I prefer not to reference it, because it just ends up sounding, you sound like an asshole.
I thought it was a fantastic game, both of them.
Or, I'm sure it'll be a fantastic game. And also, we had a big day because Fox 2 ran the story on Elric's ML Soul of Detroit podcast and also on the podcast network. And I was interviewed as if I was a network executive.
That was pretty cool.
And I put
you went into thoughtful Drew
my
mode.
Chin. Yeah, it was very thoughtful. And I thought I played the role pretty well, except for the MC5 t-shirt. May have not looked terribly professional.
You should have put on a suit and tie.
That would have been funny, actually. I should have. That would have been a great
hell.
Idea. Trudy, you're sitting in the Maz seat.
Oh, you sketching.
Both, you
like
both
that.
Love to eat, and you both like to sketch.
Damn
what
it.
Is it about the Maz chair?
Seat.
Trudy slash Maz chair.
Maybe we're...
Trudy has residency over that chair. She's here more.
I know.
That's true.
But he sketched before she did.
That's true, too.
What are you sketching?
He's rubbing off on you.
Great Gatsby cover?
No, it's just it's just a face. I just draw like...
Oh, that's a very nice face.
You sure
it's on my pizza paper towel.
It's very artistic.
What made you think of that face?
Oh, really? I don't know. I just draw like eyes, you know, like I was fascinated with drawing eyes and lips and stuff like that for a really long time.
Is that Trent Bolte?
By the way, what a nice
picture that is. It does look like Trent Bolte, doesn't it? Well, his lips aren't big enough, though.
Yeah, you'd have to make the lips bigger.
Botox in my forehead and around my eyebrows.
Does anyone know, why did he lose the deep voice on our interview? I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't thoughtful. He was having a good time. The deep
That's
voice
true.
Is for when he's, you know, thinking about being boned by a murderer or boning a murderer.
That's right. I think we made him feel good. He did tell us.
He's a very nice man.
That our interview with him was the only publication that he had talked to where he walked away and he felt better about himself.
And
well, that's good.
He became a listener for life.
Yes,
he
and he voted, voted for Brandon. For my
is,
fantasy baseball.
I team. Saw that. Is he actually listening to the podcast still?
He said he was.
Yeah, I
believe him.
I believe it.
Hi, Trent.
It's, hey, Trent.
Yeah.
Maz isn't here, so you're comfortable. Yeah. You're comfortable listening to the podcast.
He does not listen to Maz days.
After that cheap shot.
Time.
Exactly. But, yeah, we got all that activity on Fox, too, which was great. All the shows look like they're ticking up a little bit, so that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's nice.
And the
nice
new Soul
see.
Detroit show. And Charlie's recording No BS News again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, new round of stuff. And then new No Filter Sports. This is, Brandon, this is breaking network news.
Oh.
Oh, no.
We have
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
No Filter News will be recording Monday for a show that will be available midday Monday to hear analysis of the NCAA tournament over the weekend, regardless of what happens with Michigan, Michigan State, and the Hokies. Oh, boy. So anyway, yeah, they'll have everything through Sunday. And...
Tech men, we're tech men, we're spirits true and faithful.
I'm hoping that the Hokies just stayed in the game, but I'm not going to say anything more. Did you guys see the story about Tom Cruise's daughter?
Oh, Suri, yeah.
What's her name?
Suri.
No, not the Katie Holmes daughter.
Isabel?
Isabel. Oh, Isabella. Oh, oh.
Isabella, yeah. And then there's Connor, who's getting married.
Isabella is in the cult!
Yeah.
She got sucked back in?
Yes, she got sucked back in. She was wayward. She was in London. I think she had a boyfriend who was kind of sketchy. And then all of a sudden, bang, she announces that she's been heavily into auditing. She did an internship. Mm. And she now not only believes in the auditing, that it works, she knows it works.
Yeah.
And she's now an auditing trainer.
Oh, cool.
So she's
It helps
moving
to know
up.
People in that religion, huh?
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Especially if you're...
A little big.
King Tom.
Yeah, she's huge. The other story regarding
everything
the
is a
family.
Little big, by the way. You would think Scientology would teach her how to be the right weight.
Connor's getting married, and Tom will not invite Nicole Kidman, his mom, the adopted mother of Connor. And all I can think of is, oh, man, is she lucky she doesn't have to go to that Scientology wedding of her adopted kid that she doesn't care about.
That would be so weird. I really feel sorry for Nicole Kidman. She is a suppressive person, and it's obvious from everything that has been said and everything I've read about indicates that the Church of Scientology knew that she was not with the program. Mm-hmm. And God bless her for that.
Right.
You have to appreciate these people who she had every reason in the world to get sucked in. And she's like, no, not doing that. So
read that story. It's got some funny quotes in there, too.
Scientology puts pressure on him. Get rid of this suppressive person.
Glib.
Wow.
And he does. And last we knew, I thought it was so funny that that interview. I know he doesn't talk
You're
about
glib.
Scientology anymore. That infamous Katie Holmes wedding with Tom Cruise, the event of the century at Scientology, where she was in the bus going to the airport with Connor Cruz.
Connor, there's two N's, I
okay.
believe.
With Connor Cruz, and she said something about, hey, you know, how's your mom doing? And apparently people on the bus reported her.
Ooh.
Yeah, what? And she was playing. And she further came out with, and some other people have said, yes, this is true, that Tom Cruise is involved in punishing people in Scientology when they misbehave. And Dave Miscavige frequently says, I'll get Tom Cruise in here to kick your ass, and you know he'll do it.
Oh, God. Well,
another one of those deals where they hold you, two big burly guys hold you while you...
Miscavige slaps them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
So him and Tom take turns slapping people? Nice religion.
We're much bigger than them.
How fucked up is this guy? And everyone that leaves a religion, of course, is the biggest piece of shit that ever lived.
I slap you.
Just incredible how weird this is. And she referenced thanking Isabella, that is, talking about this, her auditing thing. By the way, her internship cost $20,000.
Oh,
it's cost?
An internship. Yeah, if you want an intern at Scientology, it costs $20,000.
Of course, everything costs. Nice religion, it costs to attend.
Yeah, and when they update a few commas and semicolons in LRH's writings, you have to buy a whole new set for like $3,000. That's not a joke. That's
no,
for real.
It
Neil
isn't.
Remini revealed that, and the other people agreed. So anyway,
hey,
she...
did you see the boobs on that new intern?
So eventually the Dianetics is going to be a comma after every word?
Probably. Isabella, though, thanked Tom, and she thanked LRH.
Well, yeah.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Duh.
The science fiction writer who came
who's
up with
dead.
This to make money.
Who's dead.
By the way. Yeah, and who?
Course, he's around.
Who can't hear.
Was wanted for many years, which is why he was at sea with the Sea Org. Why aren't there more jokes about people in Scientology running around in Sea Org uniforms like they're part of the U.S. Navy? Or it's like our alternate Navy. We're bringing in the Scientology Sea Org. This is such a tough fight. What are they doing out there?
When they're in international
scrubbing
waters,
the ship?
Can't they maybe drift too close to Iran and maybe their National Guard just sinks the Sea Org? They're at war with the Sea Orgs.
That would be nice.
They march off the boat and get in a fight.
Do they have a submarine? Sea Orgs go under the
probably.
Water?
What was up with that story the other day where some dude armed with a sword?
Oh, yeah.
I guess he shot two cops and then ended up getting shot back and died. And that was at a Scientology center.
Yeah. Where,
which one?
California?
No, is he a suppressive person?
I'm not sure.
Someone was in that group.
Yeah, he is now.
For sure.
Well, however it was reported, I'm sure Scientology gave great eyewitness accounts and were fair to all parties. As they always are.
Didn't bully anybody.
Yeah, so anyway, Connor Cruz, who's 24, will be getting married to his Italian girlfriend, Sylvia. I'm sure she's extremely hotter than he deserves.
Yeah, he's not that attractive of a man.
Really? But, what's he look like?
Well, he's right
it's Tom's
there. He looks
son, right?
Okay. He's got kind of a fat head, I think.
He's all yours.
Isn't he?
He's got a giant head, and his features are all in the center.
She's too hot for him. There's a picture of her.
I hate that when people are like that.
Well, where's her picture? I don't have her picture.
Brandon had it up there.
Oh.
That's Isabella.
Oh, let me see.
There she is.
Yeah, too hot. She's very hot. She probably wants to have that that Cruz baby and just get a nice little settlement and go.
Well, she's a big member of Scientology.
Oh, is she? Of course she is. What am I thinking about? Yeah, she's in a cult. So, Nicole won't be welcome at the wedding. Tom is behind this, and what he wants is as good as law. Tom made the call, and Connor followed. Connor, former DJ, is now into deep-sea fishing. Oh, by the way, Connor.
With the orgs.
That makes me laugh so hard. Former DJ who's into deep-sea fishing. Nice life.
He has a giant boat that I think is a $500,000 boat or something for fishing. Yeah. It was a birthday present from Tom or something like that.
See, I don't even blame him for being in Scientology because that's the way to get to his dad's money.
Except you have to fake that you like Scientology.
Yeah, a few audits here.
Suppress
audits
people,
there,
get rid of your mom.
That's crazy.
But he worships the ground Tom walks on. He was claiming he would never disobey his father.
Doesn't want to get slapped.
Connor's fiance is allegedly dubbed a Scientology princess, as she also follows a religion along with her family, who have moved to Florida from Italy. So that's kind of like the Michael Jackson families that move here.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? So they can either stay with the program or become suppressive and never see their daughter again. insiders say Tom adores his future daughter-in-law and is happy his son is settling down with a fellow Scientologist.
Aw.
And I would say the word Scientologist is the key word,
yeah,
as always. Oh, boy.
Do you think he even sees Suri anymore?
No.
No, he doesn't. He recently saw her, I think they said, for the first time in 5 years.
Wow.
That's weird.
She calls Jamie Foxx daddy now.
Ooh.
So does Katie.
Hey. So is Robert Kraft pulling a Smollett?
How so?
Well, you know, he said, no, his charges are all crap. Then he apologized.
For something. Nobody knows what
he apologized. Yeah, we don't really know what he apologized for. And now it seems like he's saying that it was consensual sex, but I shouldn't have been arrested. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Well, yeah, didn't he ask for a jury trial?
Did they ask for a jury trial?
I thought I saw that the other day that he asked for a jury trial.
What is he trying to
do? What, do you want a bunch of people to see you get beat off by two Asian women?
Isn't this weird? I mean, first of all, by not just saying, you know what, I'm going to do some community service. I'm sorry. This is a big mistake. I'm embarrassed.
Except he's a billionaire.
But the trial just keeps it in everyone's mind,
and we
know he was there. And isn't there the risk of the video?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the ultimate... Yeah.
Well, they already had one motion where they tried to keep it under wraps, and the judge was like, no, let's see where this is going.
She just wanted to see Kraft, huh?
I guess.
It's hot.
Yeah, they want to see Kraft boil over.
I think he wants people to see it. I think he gets off on it.
Maybe.
He's an exhibitionist.
I hadn't thought about that.
They're going to put it on the Jumbotron at Gillette Stadium.
I mean, if you performed well, it would be kind of cool.
Could you imagine that? The halftime of a big game with the Patriots and the Broncos. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present our owner, Bob Kraft, getting beat off.
Hey, Brandon.
Kiss Cam.
We had...
Oh.
There it is. Have we had much more commentary on the dirt?
Yeah, it seems to be leaning more positive now.
Okay.
I'd say for every one call that people hate it, we probably get three calls people loving it.
Because I've seen, it does have a good number on Rotten Tomatoes. And then also, I noticed that there's backlash about the way the women are portrayed.
Right.
More people are popping off about that. And it's like, wait, this
portrayed.
Is
it's a story is, about somebody's life.
Right.
Yeah.
This is history. This is the way it happened. So I don't understand. Are we becoming the Soviet Union where we pretend things, you know, because occasionally I feel like I'm in the Soviet Union in 1980, the way things are reported or they have to be reported.
They're mad at a movie for the way the women portrayed, but are they mad at the band for the way they treated the women back in the day?
That too.
That's what I'm confused about.
The part that bothers me the most is, doesn't it imply that women are these weak beings who can't, you know, they just can't defend themselves against these horrible rock stars, when the truth is these women were in there for what they got. They wanted it.
Yeah.
It's not like they sent people running away like, it's so terrible. No, they wanted to fuck them.
It seemed consensual.
It was extremely consensual. And, you know, the girl under the table.
Yeah.
That was the craziest thing.
But, you know, I bet it wasn't the only time it happened, and I bet the girl didn't walk away very unhappy.
No.
She wasn't being held captive under the table. Did somebody think she was a captive under the table?
No one really specified that, but honestly, this idea that men are the perps of all bad behavior, no, it's a mutual thing. They always had women who would do anything. Look at these backstage passes and these... places on, you know, Sammy Hagar or whoever, you know, they have places on the stage where they can get a quick BJ. I mean, they don't just grab strange women and force them to do this. They've got people lined up to do
Isn't
it.
Isn't that part of liberation, women choosing to be promiscuous?
Yeah.
They're allowed to and not to be judged for it.
When Cardi B says, these 100 women twerking the video, I'm empowered.
Yeah.
I was an empowered stripper. And look at
what's wrong with that?
You can't have it both ways. And speaking of Cardi B, why this post that has come up now of her saying, I used to drug guys and rob them,
mm-hmm.
but I did what I had to do. And there's a lot of people going, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
That there is a crime. That's not consensual.
That's an action. We're not talking about a theoretical thing. We're talking about something she actually did. And I'm just kind of, Cardi B, I guess when you're hot, you can just say or do anything, and it doesn't matter much.
I guess. Probably. She pushed back a little bit from it, didn't she? Didn't she kind of apologize Was that an apology?
It's not very Cardi B of her.
Well, let me see.
To back down.
I don't know that she really apologized. I think she said she did what she had to do or something like that.
She said, I made the choices I did at the time because I had very limited options.
So if your option is to drug men and rob them, then, or that is an option?
Says
that's a reasonable option.
Says I have a past that I can't change. We all do.
Hmm.
That's not in very many people's pasts.
Can anybody know where I can score some roofies? Because I'm going to start doing that next. It's
and the
next.
Memes just blew up. There's so many Bill Cosby references online now.
All I know is...
Well, exactly. I mean, Bill Cosby, it's, you know, this he must be put away. Cardi B, first of all, the statute of limitations would not be over on that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Smart.
Maybe these were just her sexual needs, as Streisand would say.
I mean, I'd play the audio on
her sexual needs.
It's the worst audio ever. Don't play it.
It's the worst audio.
Sounds like there wasn't sex. What's that audio?
It's of her.
Where she says it.
Says it
it's the worst audio ever.
Terrible quality, and she's screaming, and it's. Yeah.
What she's screaming about robbing people?
Yeah. I mean, we heard it,
we
the, other
it the other day.
In the bathroom.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I'm
don't
sorry.
Do
I'm
it.
Sorry.
You gotta put in that bread. I did it with my money. So for a bitch to say that I don't motherfucking deserve it because I don't put in no fucking work. Now that's when I feel like niggas is bugging. Because I did it myself.
No more.
This is her yelling about robbing people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, excuse me, I think the specific quote was, I drug N-words up and I rob them.
So if...
That's very diverse of her.
Know. If...
somebody were to make a complaint against her, would they be able to act on it?
I would think so. She just admitted that she did it. But if Jay-Z...
What guy's going to complain?
If Jay-Z said or... Drake said,
sure,
oh, yeah,
sure.
I used to drug chicks and rob them. Would the reaction be the same? Because it seems to me there's people who support her or have her back.
Pretty stupid.
So should we make it okay for everybody to drug and rob other people, or should it just be okay for
I don't know,
neither
just, you know,
sex?
Of all the things that you know, people go back into these Twitter accounts.
You're not supposed to drug and rape people, period.
Okay.
No, it's not, even close. It's interesting, too, that you know we're just hearing about
rob
this.
Them.
She did it 3 years ago, and no one knew this post existed.
If she's being serious, too, I mean, there's that aspect. She could just be talking shit.
She didn't sound like it when she talked about
know.
It. She said,
I don't want to hear it again.
Did what I got to do. Yeah. I'm not proud of everything I did, but I'm Cardi B, so it's okay.
Here's her response. So I'm seeing a social media. I did 3 years ago. It's popped back up.
Hey, that was the 80s.
A live, I think she means life. A life where I talked about things I had to do in my past, right or wrong, that I felt I needed to do to make a living. I always speak the truth. I always on my own shit.
That's not the question.
I'm a part of a hip-hop culture where you can talk about where you came from and talk about the wrong things you've done.
Yeah, you can do that.
There are rappers
right.
that glorify
murder.
Is that
what hip-hop's all about?
Doesn't make it right.
There's rappers that glorify murder, violence, drugs. I never glorify the things that I brought.
I don't think murdering to survive. First of all, I don't think you need to murder people to survive. Can we... agree on that?
Well, unless it's self-defense.
I made the choices that I did at the time because I had very limited options. Were men that I dated that I was involved... I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time reading this because of the
enough.
Way it's written.
Channeling Cardi B very
enough.
Well.
Starring
I can't change
Jennifer Lopez.
know, this is just so... whatever.
Her grammar's not that great.
I guess...
Shocked.
Again, I guess if Cardi B does it, it's okay.
But this
and
is...
I love the way that this is all about her being... This is all about her being her, and I'm empowered, and if I did it, I had to do it, and I did what I had to do to get by, and,
What?
Robbing, drugging, and robbing people? I mean, that's...
Sorry, not sorry.
Pretty bad.
Pretty serious.
Hey, Brandon, who has a new podcast titled that?
Oh, Alyssa Milano's new podcast is called...
Sorry, not sorry.
Can you believe that? I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed about that. That's called Sorry, Not Sorry. We need to get our t-shirts
It'd be a
done.
Good network name.
Sorry, Not
the
Sorry.
Sorry, Not Sorry Network?
The SNS Network?
Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
Too
Damn
late.
Damn it!
It's not too late, right?
It's too late. The logo's already being made.
Oh.
Yeah, plus we already have this sounder.
Ah, that's worse than the Cardi B sound.
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
The mold has already been set.
Well, he's available, though. He's on retainer. If there's any other announcements we need. Oh, he did a good job on that.
I wish somebody would explain to Dina what it is all about, because I don't know whether she understood the red shovel. Oh, she knows about the red shovel on the front porch?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of, you know, actually, the name is stupid, but it has a story. People that listen to our show know what it means. Yeah. The problem is, after I was, you know, racking my brain, the Big D Network, which I really liked, and there were some other ones that we talked about, and I realized eventually that the name of the network doesn't matter. No. People aren't going to listen to shows because of the network name. They're not going to not listen to shows because of the network name. They're going to come because they're coming to a specific show.
Yeah.
So
stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
I don't know. Sounds like
call it RSN.
Oh, well. Meanwhile, yeah, we could call it the RSN. Meanwhile, we do have the best of, which is brought to you by Scott Kunith, as I mentioned earlier, and it is springtime. A lot of people are doing things with their homes, and it would be great if you gave Scott a shot. A lot of people do text him, and they thank him for being an advertiser and exchange drops. But it'd be nice if some business came out of it, too. And he has gotten some prospects, but he'd love some more. If you want to refer someone, or you want to call Scott yourself or text him, 248-797-7746. He's with Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel. He's their rising star. So he'll tell you what your home is worth. He'll help you find a new one. You can email him at skunath@cbwm.com. That's S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H. Or again, phone number is 248-797-7746. He's a veteran. He's been doing it for a while. And he has many valid sales principles from his radio days and also from his couple years in real estate. Like keeping you informed through every step of the process, getting every answer you need. Even if he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. And his word is his guarantee. I would trust Scott Kunith. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you'll give him a shot, or maybe you'll refer somebody to Scott. And the best of, let's see, why? Here they are. Always, why is it so hard for me to find things when I have 500 papers in front of me?
Why? Somebody take a picture. That explains.
Chelsea Clinton's Twitter retweets. Oh, she's so... her retweets or her
Both
tweets?
Of them. Both of them. I think we went through her old Twitter page. I thought they... She likes to say things like, "Hi, Drew, thanks for the feedback." After that, Drew would be like, "You're a cunt."
Yeah, you can blister the hell out of her and she'll thank you.
Have a great day.
And then Bill ate Brandon's meds. So
oh,
that's
that
all part of one.
Touch and go, yeah.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Sound delicious.
We have the Forbes list of the top earning celebrities of 2017. Ooh. I don't know why that is noteworthy as best of, but I'm curious to hear why.
Hilarious.
And then Demi Moore's teeth falling out due to stress. I forgot about that.
We all did. We all forgot about it.
But it apparently is a worthy best of.
It's true.
So enjoy all of them, and we'll catch you Monday with, oh, wow, there'll be so much more to talk about with March Madness. Baseball going, we can see what our bets look like on my bookie.
Yes.
MyBookie.ag.
This one's not looking too good.
Promo code Drew. Oh, sorry to hear that. And then Trudy, who are we talking to Monday?
Chris Selowitz, who wrote the latest book about Jimmy Page.
Pager!
I was going to say, it's not the latest book about Jimmy Page, because apparently Jimmy Page has yet another book.
There's a lot going on about Pager, but he's such a great topic, and he so rocks.
You know what was weird? I'm trying to read that book, and it's really thick. But he was so confident and so talented at age 17, so assured of himself.
At stealing other people's music.
He's definitely one of those guys who...
What?
Yeah,
what?
There you go.
He packed so much into that short space, and then since then, it's like... You know, like the Jimmy Page studio musician, Zeppelin, it's like the first 400 pages of the book, and then 50 for the rest of Beyond Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Because they're just not doing that much. I don't know why.
I don't either, but it was interesting. I just got to the part where he ran into a guy that his name was Maude Eric and Mr. Plimsoll, and it turned out to be Eric Clapton. Who had rich parents and, you know, had really nice clothes, and he wasn't all that great at guitar, and then all
and
of a sudden
a sister he thought was
sudden,
his mother.
Yeah. And all of a sudden he's just like started playing guitar like Eric Clapton now plays guitar. So it's a really interesting book. And Chris Selowitz is the author. So we'll talk to him.
Cool. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too. We'll have some performances from that. Ooh. Some
and
details
maybe
from people's cell phone videos.
Well, it's better than nothing. It's the first round.
It's very frustrating, trying to track him down.
There's always a couple good ones. So, yeah, we'll look forward to that on Monday. Meanwhile, here is the best of Drew and Mutt. I'm just glad that Chelsea Clinton was able to help me come to the conclusion that it was the wrong thing to do.
Let's see. Here's a tweet from her 2 hours ago in response to a Time Politics tweet about Republican congressman says God will, quote, take care of climate change. And her response is, in a flood. Emoji and emoji. Ask a man if he wants a ride. He says, no, I'm waiting for God and drowns. In heaven, man asks, where was God? God replies in these two emojis. I don't get that response. I don't get that.
Can you go back in time to some of her, some other topics, maybe?
I don't want her responding to anything.
You know, I've tried that. It's really hard. There was some reason why I needed to get, like, 2 weeks ago in Chelsea Clinton's Twitter. I was looking for a tweet. And it took me so long just to get through each day, because there's days where she'll just be replying to people and popping off just left and right.
She is a retweeting machine.
I mean, so she sits on Twitter all day, apparently.
Oh, yeah, she didn't have a job. She wrote this children's book.
She makes like $6 million a year, I believe.
What?
She's on a couple of boards.
Residuals from the Beavis and Butthead movie.
What?
She's on one board that meets 12 times a year. It pays her $360,000, I believe is the number. ABC News paid her, or was it NBC News?
Wow.
Which news?
She was on NBC for a while.
Special project.
Like 300 grand.
She got 600 grand.
600 grand?
Yeah. Oh, I guess
she doesn't have any original tweets. It's all retweets or responses.
You don't remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
She showed up in the movie Beavis and Butthead.
That's funny.
Let me see.
Butthead wanted to be. He's like, hey, baby.
I finally found an original tweet. This was May 28th. Thank you at the WCS for your work in New York City and around the world. Aiden loved his first Central Park Zoo visit. Goats and bears, particular favorites.
God.
Okay. How many likes and retweets? Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, I shudder to think.
She has 1.68 million followers.
Oh, at least 250 likes.
250 likes, Jay?
I'm going to hope it's...
I guess it gets a lot more.
I'm going to hope it's like 41.
I'm going to say
I'm
like
praying. I'm actually praying she has less retweets.
See,
I'm going to pray.
I would have been with you, Jay. I would have thought it would have been a lot.
Yeah.
Only 606. 81 retweets. Who retweets that?
But her stupid fucking kid enjoying what he enjoyed at the zoo?
Goats and bears.
Oh, my God. I would never. That person would be so eliminated from my Twitter once they retweeted that.
Well, this. Okay. So one retweet is obviously the people that were mentioned in it, whatever it is. But here's a response to it. The penguin exhibit at the Central Park Zoo is the best part, although not as fun as the penguins of Madagascar.
Oh, my God.
Next.
Oh, please. God, everything seems so stupid today.
Oh, Twitter's the dumbest. Thank you, Chelsea Clinton, for your help saving elephants and wildlife around the world. Here's one. Goats! 3 exclamation points and then the heart emoji.
Can you find any other original tweets where she's commenting on something in the news where she takes an important stand, like she did on Kathy Griffin?
How about this response to that last tweet, and then I'll move on. I'm no gynecologist, but I know a cunt when I see one.
What? What?
And then another one. Hey, what does Aiden think of his lying grandmother? Jesus, Twitter. Worst.
Oh, God. Oh, people are so brutal.
These are all retweets and responses, man.
I'm telling you, it's now a world of trolls. It's not just on social media now. The world is just one big troll fest.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's worse with the politics. The thing that I just kept seeing over and over the last couple of days was that that jerk Stabber out in Portland.
Yeah, that nut.
And I was just seeing so much argument. He's a conservative. Nuh-uh. He's a Bernie supporter. He's left-wing. Nuh-uh. And like back
Who
and
gives
forth.
Gives a shit. That's,
he's a murderer.
That's all these people cared about, though, is which side is he on. No, he's your killer. Nuh-uh.
Oh,
it's all about confirmation bias in winning. Like, whatever your point of view is, you just have to be right and win now.
Right. With this Kathy Griffin stuff, I just keep seeing pictures of, you know, Obama effigies or, you know.
Yeah, or what Nugent said
about
Obama.
That makes it okay. So Kathy Griffin should not be punished. Is that the point?
Well.
Everybody is a hypocrite. Every side is a hypocrite. There's always something to be on the other side.
So both people are wrong.
I know, but not.
What's so hard about that?
I don't get it.
You did it more. Your side did it more.
Well,
and, I mean, everyone acts like they're 5 years old.
I know. And then we talked about the Ariana Grande thing. Like, I still don't get why she got so much shit because they decided to murder people at her concert. And it's because she once said she hates America when she licked the donut, which is one of the dumbest things ever. But now,
well,
now
she's an idiot. I mean,
of course she is.
Completely. She says she's the hardest working person in America.
But why? Too. But why is it her fault that they chose her concert to murder people at?
Well, it's not her fault.
So then they gave her crap because she flew home and didn't visit people in the hospital. She got crap for that. And now you told
well,
me
she did beat a pretty hasty retreat.
Of course. Of course.
Her economic position enabled her to get out of there pretty safely.
Absolutely. But now she's
I tell you what bothered me about Ariana Grande was all this hubbub over whether she was okay or not.
It's stupid.
We knew she was okay. She got the fuck out of there. She got the money to do it. She was on a private jet in 20 minutes.
But it's like no matter what she did, she was getting crap for. Now she's getting crap for doing this charity concert?
Well, that I just don't understand.
I don't get it.
This is the weirdest thing because I've seen a million charity concerts and everyone is generally, you know, isn't it great all these artists are trying to help?
Yes.
And for some reason, I don't know that it's her. Because there's a number of artists involved in this show. It's not just Ariana Grande. It's
Coldplay.
Bieber and Usher and there's a bunch of people. Oasis is reuniting for it.
Allegedly.
Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Pharrell Williams, Usher.
Biebs.
Take that.
Now that Oasis is reuniting, I actually want to see at least part of the concert.
You don't want to see Coldplay?
Yeah, I'd like to see Coldplay. I do like Coldplay.
I knew you would.
And then some One Direction guy, I think.
But she's getting crap because you said that she's making people of Manchester pay money instead of just paying out of her own pocket.
Instead of just donating money, why don't these artists just donate money instead of sucking dollars out of the people of Manchester who are already being asked to give it all these charities?
But it's
they're going to a show they want to go to. Nobody's being forced to go to the concert. These are people who want to go, will have a great time, and their money's well spent because the artist isn't keeping it. They're giving it back to the victims' families.
And how about
by the way, how much fucking money the victims... Oh, I don't want to pick on the victims.
How much
money do the victims' families really need?
Well, not just the people that died, but there are a lot of wounded and
they're
gonna have pretty well, although they're British, so their medical's pretty much covered anyway.
You ever find yourself wondering like how much money is too much money being raised?
Well, you see how money is misspent all the time, whether it's Katrina or Haiti. I mean, look at how much Wyclef Jean stole from Haiti. With his charity. It's just because people see something horrible and they just flood it.
No, they want to help.
With money, which is, I mean, how do you knock that until you realize that next thing you know, they have too much of one thing?
I've already seen a number of people who are donating to help the victims who have pledged certain amounts or certain, I don't know whether it's concerts or sporting events or whatever. And I thought to myself, I know there's, you know, we're talking about 80 people, 22 people and 59 injured, right?
Yeah.
The people that died, obviously there's funerals. The people in the hospital, well, it is national health care, right?
So they're covered.
They don't really have any.
But aside from the money, isn't there something about the statement of going back there and doing a show?
Yeah.
And emotionally getting everybody like, all right, cool.
But what happens to the extra money if there's more money raised than the victims' families need? Then what happens?
They're building mansions. I don't know.
Well, that's
that money. I just want to know. I think it'd be interesting to find out.
Because you don't really know 100% where that money is allocated normally when there's donations like that. And
well,
that's where a lot of corruption ends
up. We heard about all the 9/11 scumbaggery going on. People who were not victims, who claimed they were victims, who said they lost spouses and family members they didn't lose.
There was one this time. Some guy set up a GoFundMe for a girl who wasn't even at the concert. It was all fake. And people were donating money to it. I'll have to find that story. They're trying to find that guy. Speaking of GoFundMe.
Cocksuckers.
Did you know Brandon started the GoFundMe for Bill's Bills?
I saw him.
I did not start
that.
This GoFundMe. Bill started this GoFundMe.
Bill, good doggy. A good doggy.
Has any money been raised yet?
Right now I'm at $0 of an $800
goal. Just launched it.
Actually, he launched it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
GoFundMe.com/bills-bills-fund.
Bill is your little puppy dog. Bill,
yeah, I had a pretty wild week in dog ownership. You guys did touch on it.
Go ahead. Tell the story.
But we were ready to go. We were going to Port Austin for Memorial Day weekend. Pretty pumped about that. And Kristen had just gone.
Port Austin?
Massachusetts.
The thumb.
In the thumb?
Yeah, the thumb region. All the way up in the water. And just looking forward to doing some camping with friends and family. Kristen was coming.
It's great.
Yeah. Kristen was coming home from brunch. I had all the bags packed right by the back door. Everything was good to go. But I did leave one pouch unopened. Little Bill found his way into the bag. So this is my negligence. And it is my fault.
Wait, how did he get into the pill bottle?
It wasn't the bottle. It was one of those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, through Sunday things.
Oh.
He grabbed it, and this bastard is...
How old are you, by the way? 90? 92? You need a daily pill thing?
I do. I take this medication.
You get pill reminders like my mom?
Yeah.
You knock on the door every night?
Brandon, it's time to take your pill.
$16 a pop.
I know. But if I don't take this medication, I can get really messed up, and it takes care of my head. It prevents seizures and stuff like that. So it's actually really powerful stuff. In fact, if I double dose, I will... You know, I'll start having double vision. If I take, you know, just a couple too many, I could have a seizure and die. So it's powerful meds.
So why did little Bill so desperately want to get into your fucking pills? I mean, that's just the weirdest thing of all the stuff he could get into. He opens up your daily pill.
He opened up every single day. Yes, this is me when I take too many of those pills. But he ended up going underneath the bed. He opened up all the little days. Thankfully, there wasn't like a ton of meds in there, but he ate them all up. He chomped them. He didn't just swallow them and let them release. He bit them in half and let that stuff go right to his bloodstream.
Oh, boy.
So Kristen gets back home.
Well, that's right,
because
once the coating is breached, it gets in there faster.
Yeah, so we had to take him to the doggy ER, and he had to get his...
Didn't have to worry about getting a seizure anytime, that's for sure.
How much double vision did he have, though?
I don't know. He wasn't that lethargic. You know, he wasn't active.
Crank the hook, Jay.
Bill.
That double vision. They have the most trite lyrics of possibly any band ever.
Bill has double
vision.
Ooh. Bill needs to poo out this. Needs to stool out this.
My double vision gets the best of coat.
But thankfully, the doggy ER was able to get everything out of, you know, they got his stomach all pumped up and made him vomit. And then he had to drink
You guys had to be rushing to the doggy emergency room, right? Did you know where to go?
No, we didn't. We stopped at one and they were like, no, sorry, we're in surgery. We can't help you. Go to this
one. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, hurry. So we got him there, and he did get everything out.
They sent you somewhere?
Yeah.
They told you where to go?
They got that charcoal stuff down his throat, and that was supposed to absorb anything else. And, you know, he was pretty out of it for the next day or so. I don't know. He was okay, though. He was going to live. It was a big bill. And then 2 days later, he wakes up.
How much was the bill for all this?
This one was about $500.
Really? For pumping his stomach and all that?
Yeah, and it wrecked my weekend, too, which pissed me off a little bit more.
Yeah, let's not forget what's really...
I wasn't able to go to Port Austin. My family were...
Oh, because you couldn't take the dog there? Wait, why couldn't you take the dog there?
Well, he needed to be monitored. He was a little, you know...
In other words, you go to this... Yeah.
Plus, we were there for 6 hours, Drew.
Camping.
He was there. He was at the dog hospital for six hours. But then a couple days later... We're like, okay, we're out of the, you know, everything's going to be fine. We'll get through this. And then Bill wakes up and his entire eye is just swollen and full of this nasty green.
His eye?
Yeah.
Is this related to the pills?
You know, at first I thought maybe, perhaps, but.
Is that what happens when you get double vision?
But look at that picture
double
right there.
Double vision gets the best of me.
And this picture is available on the GoFundMe. That Bill set up.
Bills.
It's disgusting.
Oh, Bill.
So we cleaned it up, and it looked really nasty. We ended up taking him back to the doggy ER because our vet was closed. And
man, they see dollar signs when you show up.
Oh, yeah. It turns out he has one of those, what is it called? A corneal ulcer in his eye.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Bill.
So he had to get a whole bunch of work done to his eyeball, and that was an additional $200.
Woo. Can I ask a terrible question?
What's up?
if they said it's gonna, you have two choices. You can put the dog down, or it's gonna cost you $5,000 to take care of this. What do you do,
Mark? Kristen would take out a second mortgage,
$10,000
on the house to save this.
$10,000.
This is her baby.
And I only bring this up because I know somebody whose dog was very sick. And they
These are horrible decisions for people. There's some people of really minimal means who have spent outrageous amounts of money to keep a dog going.
This person
it's
has
so hard.
Pretty good means, and it was a surgery the dog needed, but it was going to cost them $5,000. Granted, the dog was about, I think, 14 years old. Pretty old dog.
Yeah.
That complicates it even more.
Yeah. While he was weighing it, like, how do I do this? And they said, well, it's about a 50% chance it'll work. And he's like, let's just put the dog down.
Yeah, when you get up in that age.
That's a pretty awful.
Do they put him down?
Yeah.
Well, if the dog's not had a quality of life, too.
Those were the two choices. Because they could have done the surgery. He pays the $5,000 and 50% chance it doesn't work. And you have to put the dog down anyway.
Yeah, see, Bill
awful.
Is a year and a half, so he's got this whole...
Yeah, he's got a big life ahead of him.
He's got a six-pound Morky life that's going good. The only thing is he's just destroying my wallet. So he decided to make this GoFundMe, which was very nice of him, but there is stipulations here. He wants... This is for a good cause.
Yeah.
You know, a good amount of the proceeds of this GoFundMe is...
A portion of the proceeds. Anything you make
for a good amount of the proceeds sounds more official.
It's actually going to the NPDF, the National Police Dog Foundation, and that treats retired police dogs, active police dogs. It helps train them, helps with their medical bills, and my little Bill wants to be the first 6-pound Morky to become a police dog.
So. Well, wait till you break the news.
Wait, Bill wants to be a police dog?
He does. He's tough as shit.
When are Mom and Dad going to break the news that he can't? I'm a police dog. You have to sit him down one day.
6-pound police
sit!
Dog.
Bill, sit!
Dude, this damn dog is so small, man. I can't believe it. He just stopped growing. I didn't think he was going to be as small as he is.
He's a cute little
dog. I'm wondering, because it was your medication, did you suffer any blame? I mean, with you and Kristen, did she hold you on any way responsible because your medication was grabbed by the dog?
Saturday wasn't a good day.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
I had a lot of... guilt about possibly killing the dog, and of course we didn't know what was going to happen.
What was your error? What did you do wrong by leaving your medicine too easily attainable by Bill?
Let's go.
I would not think my dog would go in. In fact,
no.
The dogs. I saw the dogs very interested in something on the floor one day, and I'm like, what are they doing? And it was an Advil. They both rejected it, though. They both
left it.
He
on their mojo, girl.
Not Bill. He likes to chew on everything and anything, and that's one thing that we're trying to get him to.
Oh, so it wasn't that he wanted to eat it. He just wanted to chew on it?
Yeah, he loves chewing. It's his thing. He's good at it. And unfortunately,
when dogs like to chew, that is a big problem.
I left this one end of the duffel bag open, and he'll jump into things and try to find whatever he can. And then the damn thing is so small that he hides underneath tables, beds. And so I don't know where he's at all the time. And that's just where he was, underneath one of the beds.
He can get in anything.
Just chowing away on pills. And,
did the vets say, like how this drug interacts with dogs differently than people? Do they know?
Well, here's another thing.
Would he have double vision?
When we called the poison control, you have to spend a bunch of money just to call the poison control because they have a database where they set up. Basically, if your dog has ever eaten anything, any medication or any mineral, doesn't matter, they have it in this database. However, it's not like it wasn't free. We had to pay this money so they could call and say, hey, what's going on when a dog eats this medication? And there was another dog on file. I know. There was another dog on file that had eaten like 10 times as much as Bill did. He was a lot heavier than Bill, but he did survive. So that gave us a little bit of hope. But ultimately, he didn't seem to have too many reactions to that drug, unless you count, waking up with a goober eye and an ulcer in his eyeball.
All right, the medical situation aside, did Kristen reveal to you why you were not in the best of?
I wasn't being a responsible dog owner.
Because you left your duffel bag the end open?
Yeah, come on. My fault. She forgave me when he lived.
It's the dog, of course. It's the dog's fault.
Yeah. I'm just trying to decide if that's. I don't know. I don't really hold you in any kind of blame here because. First of all, I just would not think a dog would go into a pill holder like that. I wouldn't think they could get in.
Yeah.
And I would think they would reject at least my dogs. I don't know. That's a weird one.
They must be delicious.
You are on quite a losing streak, Brandon. Between the fire and the truck, and
yeah, it's been a rough year.
You've had Kristen's had a tough year too. Yeah. She's had a really tough year medically. Yeah. I mean,
Kristen's
Jesus.
Had the harder year. You know, all I did was lose my job and lose my truck. But you know, she actually had a tougher year. But she's come out and she's doing great. She's a healthy girl. And
but I, you know, Kristen's an extension of you, so her losing streak combined with your losing streak, I mean, it looks like you are on a big losing streak. But I mean, she, of course, had her issue was huge, and she had to go through that. So, but I mean, I'm just thinking of, because I don't see Kristen very often.
Yeah.
It just seems like you've had a lot of shit to deal with in a
short time. Since you got married.
Pretty much. It started the
all downhill.
So, yeah,
the
when you're on the honeymoon.
Yeah. Well, that's right. That damn honeymoon fiasco that you guys created.
What?
Wait a second.
That was fun.
You left a bit. The note.
The radio note. Bit. Brandon left a list of things to do for the wedding?
I asked her to create a list for me because I knew there was things that I needed to accomplish. And she said, oh, okay. And she wrote a few things out. And then you guys found it when I was on my honeymoon. And you read it on the air saying, don't tell Brandon. And of course, when we landed, we had just hundreds of text messages.
But wait, was it bit?
The only thing that Kristen hated about it is when you read it in her voice. You read it in Kristen's voice and you said,
how did she hear that?
I need you to write a letter to me.
Oh, I thought it was more like, to me.
To me.
Yeah.
What was the letter? What was the letter you had to write to her?
Well, she wanted to do this thing where we write letters and then we read them. And
oh, that's right.
Somebody takes a picture of it. It's, I don't know. A lot of weddings do it.
That may have been repeated a few times, too, if I recall.
Did you write the letter?
I did write a letter, yeah.
You put a lot of time in it.
What else was on the list? I'm trying to remember. Because it was, I mean, we were having a great time on the air.
I think I had to pick up the marriage license. There might have been picking up my pants, or the pants for my best man.
That's right.
Because he had to get, like.
Yeah, which we didn't understand why you had to pick up all the shit for all these other guys.
And that was because I lived right next door to the place where we got our tuxes. And I can't recall the other ones. But Kristen was mainly upset that you guys were, I don't sound like that.
Aww.
She didn't get the bit.
And I think her dad, because her dad's always been a huge fan of you, and I think that was the one episode where you do not like Drew Lane today.
Did he hear it live?
You know what? I don't think he did. Boy. I think he was told about it, and he might have went online, and you know, we podcasted all those
for
shows.
For Christ's sake. So. Why would all those people, I mean...
Narcs.
Yeah, what is it with the narc world out there? I mean, Tom Hathaway... You would think that he listens to the show until you actually ask him about the show, but it's only things that relate to him that could be perceived as negative that he hears about.
Yeah.
That's all. Nothing more. How many, I mean, how bad was your phone blowing up?
Well, you know, the thing that sucked actually was at the time we had that group text within the show, and that thing got used crazy. Well, I didn't have any service by the time I went to St. Lucia, and when I landed, I had over 1,000 text messages was my limit, and I exceeded that limit. It was 1,000, so it couldn't go anymore, so I probably had more. And in a week, because a lot of that was you guys, though. There'd be times where we'd text 200 times in a single night. And I remember when we landed, right at the airport there, my phone just started vibrating. It got to the point where it got so hot I had to turn it off. But I wasn't able to really check which text messages were from other people and which ones were from you guys because of that group text. But a lot of friends ended up calling her, sending her messages. And
oh,
I can't believe they did that to you.
Narcs.
Yeah, they tattled.
What a bunch of...
And I'm sure it sounded a lot worse than what the bit was.
The bit was hilarious. People were laughing their asses off.
Yeah, I got a great response.
It was maybe even end up on a demo tape or two, if I remember correctly. No, it was really, it was a good bit. But it's unfortunate that she was relatively new.
She holds no ill will. She still listens to you guys. She likes you.
Oh, that's good. I'm sorry, Kristen. That sucks.
And she's pumped about this GoFundMe, too. She just found out about it.
Oh, cool.
So,
all right. Well, bills.
Bills.
I got another Chelsea Clinton tweet.
Oh, yes.
Looking forward to joining Nationswell in service year today to discuss accelerating impact through national service. See you soon.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Cow.
Boring.
First response to that is, oh, well, who wants to guess? How many likes and retweets? Anyone?
Oh, Jesus. 300?
How long ago was it made?
May 18th.
800 somewhere.
454. Cheated. 91 retweets. And of course,
who are these people?
Thank you for
would
all
do
the good
that.
Work you do, making positive impacts on so many lives.
But then down below, Chelsea, Eric Braverman hasn't been seen in over 200 days. Can you prove he's still alive? And then there's another one. One just says, "Hi, Chelsea." Chelsea, sit down. No more Kiltons. Take up knitting. No more instead of Clinton's Kilton. There's another one too. I can't find it. That was just ragging on her.
Yeah, I'll find you'll
oh, please find it.
You'll see a lot of people asking about random people who've died over the years from Arkansas or this, even all the way up to this latest dude.
Here you go. Your mom killed Seth Rich.
See, Seth Rich.
That's yeah. The new one.
What's the big popular one with
your mom killed
get
Seth
get a real
Rich.
Job. Maybe go back and get an advanced degree. Make something of yourself. What? Are you going to join your dad on the Bimbo Express recruiting tour? National service.
People are such assholes.
National service or running a Clinton con.
You aren't you boys on the tracks?
Aren't you embarrassed and ashamed to promote radical counter-American rhetoric?
Oh man.
Do you think she sits and reads all these?
She
Why?
Does reply to a lot.
Oh, here it is. I found the one I was looking for. Why? What do you even know in life? Sucking daddy's cock aside, what are you good at?
What?
I'm telling you, Twitter is the worst. All because she posted a tweet about national service.
That's the rudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
And I'm laughing hysterically. What's wrong with me? I'm as bad as
well,
them.
It's because it's ridiculous.
I know. It's just incredible that somebody can be such an asshole.
And the idea that she's sitting there, you know, reading all these. Or that she might be. Like, the only people sitting there reading them are us.
I'm just, I don't know, there's a part of me that's a little glad that the bubble gets burst once in a while. The little Chelsea bubble.
What do you mean the Chelsea bubble?
Oh, this little wonderful world Chelsea lives in, her little bubble with all her money from all these corporate boards she's on, which is such a fucking joke, and her stupid NBC job, and her mommy's going to be president, and
Don't you think the Democrats are a little freaked out that she's out there or that Hillary's out there? Or, you know, don't they want them to just go away?
I think Chelsea being out there is scariest of all because she could actually commandeer some support if she suddenly said, "You know, I decided that I want to be senator."
Oh boy,
I've given it a lot of thought.
I think
and
she will.
I think I'd be really good.
Oh, she'll definitely run one day.
Oh,
she's just not ready.
Can
yet.
You imagine how wooden those speeches will be?
Oh boy.
Oh. And there will be doofuses to vote for.
Let's see. So I'm trying to find another one. Man, they're all retweets or responses. You're right. All she does is sit there and sit on Twitter.
On Twitter all day.
Thank you to all nurses. Grateful every day to Lenox Hill nurses who helped bring Charlotte. That's right. Her daughter's
Charlotte.
Oh, I'm so bummed. I told you that story, right? We named our daughter Charlotte, and then the next thing you know, the princess... Kate named their kid Charlotte, and then Chelsea Clinton named her daughter Charlotte. It's like, we can't win. Everybody's naming their kid Charlotte now. So thanks to the Lenox Hill nurses who helped bring Charlotte and Aiden safely into the world. Hashtag National Nurses Week.
You know, Mark, though, Charlotte McKinney did come out around True. That time, too. So there were blessings.
She tweets about National Nurses Week?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, honestly, she doesn't have enough to do without... I mean, she's got some little calendar with all the little national
probably
events.
Yeah. So, of course,
important days that need to be noted on her Twitter.
The most response. Oh, by the way, let's see. 1,356 likes, 199 in retweets. And most of them are nurses that are saying, "Thank you. I'm a nurse. Thanks for recognizing nurses."
Oh, God.
There's going to be.
Good for all of them. I'm so glad they're happy.
There's got to be stupid tweet. A rude one coming up.
Yeah, it'll be something about nursing daddy's dick or something.
Can you possibly patronize another group today? You're like 5 for 5 so far. Jesus. Then somebody, Hillary helps eight nurses up the stairs, and it's that picture of her needing help up the stairs.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Some Photoshop.
Yeah, Hillary is a nurse.
From the nurse from the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Here you go. What did you say to Seth Rich's family? I'm sure they're grateful for your mother's murderous ways.
Oh, my God. Does that person really think that Hillary murdered Seth Rich?
Oh, there's a lot of people that think that Seth Rich was murdered by the DNC because of Hillary ordering it. Here's another one.
Come on, people.
Did not work a day in your life, but you're still a millionaire. Thank God for stealing money from the foundation, insane lady.
Well, her wealth is disgusting.
It's
grotesque how wealthy she is. Yeah, she's worth like $15 million.
Sure, the fact that she has 1.68 million followers on Twitter is ridiculous because it's just her dad was the president.
She sits on Twitter all day and somehow she's worth $50 million. I think what bothers me most about Chelsea Clinton is just how phony it all is. You know, if you watch the Democratic convention, you saw what a loving family they are.
Hey.
And then you read the WikiLeaks where Chelsea is so jealous of Uma Abedin because Hillary hugs her and treats her like a daughter, and Chelsea can't remember the last time my mom hugged me.
Yep. It's all phony.
She's 33 years old, and she's keeping track of how often her mother hugs her. She doesn't know what a cold bitch your mother is. Come on, she's no better than anyone.
When you count on one hand, it's not that hard to keep track.
And then Podesta talking about what a brat she is.
Yeah.
She's trying to bust people in the Clinton Foundation for doing things they shouldn't be doing, and she's basically tattling on them to daddy. Yeah.
How often did she mention about, telling daddy? I don't think she said daddy, but...
No, but...
Narking on them.
Podesta was implying that she has no fucking clue what's going on in the Clinton Foundation, and she should really keep her nose out of it. Basically creating a lot of noise. Which didn't surprise me.
I found another original one. Met the impressive Damien Mander of IAPF this week. If you care about rhino and elephant conservation, please check out their vital work. 639 likes.
Six for six on patronizing. Jesus.
And let's see.
She's got to literally sit around looking this stuff up.
And then, of course, the second response to that is a meme that says, Chelsea Clinton, $10 million apartment, $3 million wedding, $900,000 a year part-time job at the Clinton Foundation. And Hillary lectures us about white privilege.
Well, there you go. It's the picture that is created versus the reality, which is a joke.
Well,
absolute joke that Hillary Clinton. Oh, I don't want to get
the best example of that was also during the DNC when they told that when Bill told that story about taking her to Stanford and Hillary's lying in the shelves and sitting there so proud and just having that image in your head because as we've pointed out before, of course they're surrounded by Secret Service. And communications people and just this whole army of individuals.
The Bill Clinton speech was possibly the hardest to digest. When I saw her walking across campus that one day, I followed her and thought I had to meet her.
If I only knew.
I mean, they're trying to create this romantic vision of Bill and Hillary Clinton that just doesn't exist. Sorry.
Yeah.
When's the last time he was inside her? I hated to say that, but can you imagine how long ago that must have been?
Oh, God, he doesn't even want to think about it.
No, I'm sure he doesn't. Has anyone else been there?
Huma.
If Mike Clark were here, I'm sure there'd be a reference to cobwebs. Any second now.
I agree.
Hillary, by the way, had to weigh into what I think is the dumbest story of the day, and it's infuriating me beyond belief.
By the way, I think Hillary demanded to be on top, and she'd just go nuts.
Ugh, gross.
Get herself off.
Wait, on top of a guy?
She's a giver, huh?
No, she'd be a taker. She'd demand hers.
She'd be a power bottom.
Get on top and go nuts.
The first heterosexual power bottom.
I'd break a penis or two.
Ugh.
Didn't care about the angle as long as she's getting on.
Ew.
Demi Moore's front teeth fell out due to stress.
Ew.
What is that? I've never heard of such a thing.
It's because it doesn't happen.
Does that mean they fell out because she never brushes her teeth and she's got a mouth of skank?
Gross. Or someone
she doesn't brush or floss. She's just got a...
She looks clean.
Yeah, she does.
Why
she may have
the
worst
teeth.
She may have some of the worst breast implants I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Those. What was that movie where she was a
stripper?
Striptease. Looked awful.
Yeah, they did.
And I've seen her before she had breast implants in, what was it, About Last Night?
Yes.
With Rob Lowe?
Yes, they were...
She doesn't have huge boobs, but she looks fine. I mean, she's not a big girl.
She was a beautiful girl. She still is.
She actually... I was going to say she was. She's still pretty. She's still very pretty.
That movie with her and Woody Harrelson. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that
was
a killer, that movie.
Yeah, we did a Cliff Notes for that.
That was a killer.
Yeah, The $1 Million.
Yeah.
Indecent Proposal.
Yep, Indecent Proposal. Yeah. Who was the millionaire again? In
Robert Redford.
Redford, right.
It was so stupid.
I know.
Pretty dumb.
I know. I felt bad for Woody.
She and Woody broke up, didn't they?
Yeah. Ooh.
But did they get back together at the end of the movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Here's the scene of her and... Striptease. Stripper for Burt Reynolds.
Judge. He's a very good friend of mine. Honorable Jack Goldberg. And,
Man, Burt looks great beautiful. With blonde hair.
Her, darling.
Her butt looks
wait,
weird.
Wait, Demi Moore looks great with blonde hair?
No, Burt Reynolds.
Good thing will happen. You just don't know how much I worship you.
Get the guy a BLT, please.
Oh, there's the terrible implants.
They're awful.
I sent my aide Herb over your lawn,
ew,
man.
I don't, ew. That's not a good look for her.
My lint.
No, they're like rocks. Ha! Like big rocks.
No, but her body.
Like they put a couple softballs in there.
Does her body look kind of weird?
I thought so.
Was this around G.I. Jane? Maybe she's too ripped.
I think it was 1996.
She had a good run of nudity back then.
Those are really muscular legs. I bet you she could squat at least 650.
She did, yeah. She was kind of workout crazy. I think you're probably right.
What do you think, 650, 675 in the squats?
Maybe. Yeah, she could probably. She could definitely squat a lot. I don't know what she was benching. Judging those rocks.
How much you bench?
She's probably benching a lot because every evidence of real boob is gone. It's just the implant is the only thing there.
I wonder where Skin puts her on his list of fake boobies.
He gives her Hall of Fame nudity.
He does.
4 stars. Well, she's been nude so much.
Right.
Has she been nude that much? What else has she nude in besides About Last Night?
Well, here you go. Blame It on Rio, Striptease, The Scarlet Letter.
Blame It on Rio, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Blame It on Rio. God, that other girl,
Michelle Johnson.
Whoa! Oh! What a pair of tubes on
beautiful.
Her.
Can you blame Michael Caine?
Hell no.
Oh.
We're No Angels, The Seventh Sign, G.I. Jane, Indecent Proposal.
What happened to... Was she nude in Indecent Proposal?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Mr. Brooks, a movie called LOL. Ghost? She was a nude in Ghost.
Where's Michelle Johnson nowadays?
That's
Can
a
you bring
point.
Up Michelle Johnson nude, please?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk over there. I want to see it that
Who
bad.
Is she?
Blame It on Rio.
She was in Blame It on Rio. Showing off those big tubes.
She was
big
really...
natural tubes.
She was really coming into her own back then.
Yeah, she was. They were real young and firm.
Yep.
Blame It on Rio. Tales from the Crypt. She was nude. Body Shut. When the bullet hits the boner.
Here comes Drew.
Joey's Boy. Getting up, too.
Joey wants to see some Blame It on Rio.
Yeah, she is a four-star. Four-star dude. oh, wait. Sorry, Jay. It's not playing. Here we go.
Hey, those are the girls.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow.
Oh, those are quite sloping.
Yeah, but it's a fabulous day.
Fabulous.
Aren't you a little chilly, Jennifer?
Chilly?
I am. I feel a little chilly.
Michael Caine really. Was great
Why don't
in
we
this.
All get dressed and go in for a swim?
What happened to Michelle Johnson? She get fat?
No, I'm not embarrassed.
I'm suspicious.
Oh, Daddy.
She's a little
Help
big.
Me,
nothing bothersome.
Come on. Hey, come on.
And she's got fat potential.
Come on. She had that small bikini on back then, before it was really popular.
What'd you say? I can't hear you.
What's happened to Michelle Johnson?
That's how I'm looking.
She looks good.
Still?
Wait.
How old do you think she is? 40?
She's married to Matt Williams, the baseball player?
What?
Yeah.
The bald dude?
Lucky
Yeah.
Him.
Good for her.
Good for him.
Let's see a current picture, please. I want to see what the fat potential turned out to be.
Alrighty.
Here we go.
Wait.
Oh, my Lord. Wait, is that her today?
No.
Whoa.
Wait, is that a different Michelle Johnson?
No. No, that's her, I think.
Hmm.
This she looks pretty damn good.
This picture is from Wiki Feet for creeps I like to beat off to feet. I'm not joking. That's what it's from.
Yeah.
Bubba.
Search her and Matt Williams. Let's see a picture of the two of them together.
Yeah, I can't picture it with him. That's weird.
Ew. God, he's weird looking.
All right, click on that.
She was such a good actor in Blame It on Rio, or actress.
What
happened to her?
She was top of the line.
Matt Williams happened to her.
So what, he told her to stop acting?
Yeah, there's not much of...
I don't think she got nude after that, for him.
I think she peaked. She wildly peaked in Blame It on Rio, and...
I wonder what her follow-up to Blame It on Rio was.
It was a mistake, whatever it was. How about the Forbes 100, the Entertainment 100? That was kind of interesting.
It's not an entertainment show.
The money? How the richest ones?
Yeah, Diddy made $130 million. He's number one.
It's funny. We were just having this conversation at home. What has Diddy done lately?
I know.
Story pop.
Beyonce made $105 million. She's second. Jay-Z, by the way, made $42 million. Do you think he's really bummed his wife made more than twice the amount he did? He's in 42nd place. She's in second place. J.K. Rowling made $95.
Really?
Yep. Drake made $94.
Did she put out a new book, or is that still?
No, it's probably Harry Potter still.
Huh.
It's kind of BS. Ronaldo, the soccer player, made $93 million
and hid $14 million. Did you see that story?
Yeah, he owes money.
Evaded taxes.
It's the weekend. Made $92 million.
Let me make that much more. That much money, you got to hide it.
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
He's dating Selena.
Who? Arthur P?
No, the weekend.
Selena. Her. I thought she got shot to death.
Selena Gomez.
Oh, Gomez.
Howard Stern made $90 million. He's seventh place.
Wow. Good for him.
Believe that. Coldplay. He made more than Coldplay. Coldplay is in eighth with $88
million. The band?
Yeah, the band. James Patterson made $87 million. LeBron made $86
million. I believe that.
Guns N' Roses made $84
million.
Wow. Rush Limbaugh made $84 million. Bieber made $83.5 million. He's in 13th place. Justin freaking Bieber.
He's got another number one song.
Is he ever going to go away?
He's had three number ones in the last month.
In the last month?
In the last month.
Most of the musicians are all people that had big tours. That's just where they're making massive amounts of money.
What's the average age of a Bieber fan? Is it still a 14-year-old girl?
They're probably 16 now.
Yeah.
So like 25-year-olds like him too?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Like if you went to a party, if you went to a college party, they'd be playing
Bieber? They'd be all over him.
35-year-olds
like him. Yeah, what?
Are you implying that Michelle likes him?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Are you serious? You get bummed out?
Totally. She says she doesn't like him. She just likes his songs, which is an excuse, but that's whatever. It's weird to hear a Bieber song come on at the party and Michelle loves it. You know, it's just...
I want to put Michelle in some kind of probation. I just don't know what kind of probation.
You should put her in the penalty box. Never mind me.
It's tempting.
That's
disappointing.
I like how you guys talk about me when I'm not around.
Lionel Messi. Well, we couldn't help it if Burt Ward called when you weren't here. Dr. Phil made $79
million. Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that? Is that the easiest $79 million you've ever heard someone make?
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Ellen made $77 million. Springsteen made $75 million. Adele made $69 million.
As did
Seinfeld.
I would have thought Ellen would have made more than Phil.
Absolutely.
What did Seinfeld make for not doing anything?
$69 million.
Isn't that great?
I know.
He hasn't done anything.
He won't even hug people.
That's great.
There was a great meme, or not a meme, they just put it out, the Sacramento Kings did, when they used the Seinfeld Kesha video, and they had put a hat on Seinfeld, the Sacramento Kings hat, so when Kesha came up, she had the Golden State hat on, because they're rivals.
Oh.
As if they're not going to congratulate him and hug him. It's just silly, but...
You know, the thing about that, I can't believe that story just went on and on. There was a little bleep about it, or a little blurb about it yesterday. It happened,
a week ago?
The Seinfeld Kesha hug? Like the aftermath?
What aftermath?
Seinfeld was bummed out because he was sort of made out to be an asshole.
Oh, I'm
not hugging her.
I thought it was great.
He did that in a show back in, let's say, 93 or so.
Well, I just think he was getting a little more crap about it than he felt he deserved. She interrupted an interview. He was talking to a microphone when she came up and demanded to meet him and hug him. That's bullshit.
I don't know why.
That's stupid.
I don't know. They were there to see her, I think. So she kind of said, all right, I can cut in on this.
Who was there?
She was one of the acts that night.
What was it for?
I forget.
Why was he?
He didn't even know who she was.
So why was he there if it was a thing with Kesha?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I didn't even know she was involved in it. I thought she was just there like he was, but you know, he said, I'm 63 years old. I don't know every pop star.
Of course.
And I don't hug people when I first meet them.
Of course.
He's not a hugger anyway.
Most people don't.
No.
I thought that was just, I thought the whole thing was stupid. I thought she was a total moron.
What?
It was during an interview.
Yeah. The microphone was
thanks
in his face.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maz. Thanks for the enforcement.
It's okay. Sorry, Joey. I take that back. I know how hard it is. I know how bad it feels.
You know how hard it is to listen?
No, I know how bad it is to get abused. I didn't mean that, Joe.
Abused. You're such a victim.
Oh, my God. Wahlberg made 68
myself in the penalty box.
Metallica made 66.5. They were 21st. The Rock was 22nd. He made 65.
That's it. The Rock should have made so much more.
He should be the next president.
He earned it.
Yeah, he did. More than Dr. Phil.
Kevin Durant made 60.6. Garth Brooks made 60, same as Elton John made.
What did Chris Gaines make?
Chris Gaines, I don't know. Good question.
Garth Brooks is still making money?
It's $8 an hour, Gaines does.
Seacrest made $58 million. Oh, my God. Chris Rock made $57. Vin Diesel made $54.5. Vin Diesel is ahead of Paul McCartney, who made only $54.
Well, Paul's not doing much.
Tours a little bit. Yeah, he's out there.
He's out there now.
He's kind of a once-a-week
sort
of deal. He doesn't play every night. But still, he's doing shows. He's got a lot of catalog, too.
By the way, I still absolutely love that Beatles Network.
Isn't it great? Did you hear Eddie Vedder, by the way?
He was great.
Wasn't he great?
You know what? I never even knew who the hell he was until you guys told me. But he was real fun to listen to.
What story did you like?
I just love the way what the Beatles meant to him. He's like, you know, growing up in the sand lot, you know, playing ball outside and listening to the Beatles. Couldn't wait to bring a record home to listen to it. I loved his music. I liked the ones he picked out. There were a lot of ones that I enjoyed. You know what I heard today? Styx Live. I Am the Walrus, and it is good.
I heard that, too.
It is good.
It surprised me.
Yes.
I don't want to say it was great, but it was better than any of their songs.
It was damn good. It didn't sound like Styx.
No, it didn't. I couldn't even figure out who was singing it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's weird. They have a cover show, by the way, today at 5 o'clock. They had a cover show.
Oh, yeah. I was listening on my way in. Northern Nights, always at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, is that every night?
Yep, every night
it
at
is?
5. Yeah.
Really? There are that many covers? They can do a show every night?
No, they change the subject every night.
Oh, okay.
Like last week, it was Numbers. The week before that, it was Girls' Names. They change it.
Is that Dennis DeYoung? Who is that? He's in Styx. It's not Tommy Shaw.
Sounds like the guy from Air Supply, actually.
There's Tommy. Pretty challenging cover.
Yeah, listen to all of it. It's damn good.
Ooh, Tommy Shaw.
What year is this from?
It doesn't look that far. Yeah, it doesn't. I was going to say, it doesn't look that far back.
It's 2005?
Sounds like Lawrence Gowan is their singer.
Who?
Lawrence Gowan. You know Larry? Larry Gowan?
No clue.
No.
He's not an original Styx member, is he?
No. Uh-uh.
Not bad.
I liked it. You were up to Paul McCartney.
I'm coming on to Styx.
Cool, play some Renegade.
Styx was cool. Jeff.
What? I like Renegade. We've had this conversation.
Oh, man.
Rules.
My buddy Brian Asadorian used to play Styx on his little organ.
I caught myself when I said that.
What Styx songs did he play?
He played
about
Babe.
My lady.
Babe.
You played Lorelei, let's live together.
He thought he was the Cat's Meow man back then.
Sweet cream.
Oh no, this is terrible.
No, it's not.
This is horrible.
It's
you really like a cappella Styx songs?
Well, it starts rocking. It's a good story about this guy, too. He has to get away, Drew. His time is up. The jig is up. Finally found him.
That's right, it sucks.
Who is this Renegade? Is this about Lorenzo Lamas?
They never caught him.
Is this about Lorenzo Lamas? He was in Renegade. Wasn't he?
I don't know why I like the song. I just do.
That's right. It sucks.
I admit to liking some horrible music.
It's kind of,
not any Styx songs, I don't think.
It's kind of fun liking actually, really bad music.
I did not hate the song Lorelei by Styx. I don't know why. I think it was the age I was or something.
You don't like slow music. You don't like love jams. You don't like Babe.
Love jams.
You don't like love jams.
Love jams.
You don't love Babe.
No, I like some ballads. I like She's Leaving Home by the Beatles.
You like Babe?
Song
by Styx?
No.
Tonight on Love Jams.
I'm just not a big Styx fan.
I used to love Alan Allman. I miss him.
Oh, Alan Allman. Oh, my God.
I miss him.
You miss him.
I do. I miss him terribly.
Now, how often do you miss him?
I think about him a lot. I do.
At night,
I used to turn on, was it 100.3 he was on?
Please, no, you do not think about him a lot. Don't say that.
Not a lot.
Let's correct that.
Not a lot. But I just brought up love jams.
Maybe once a year you think about him. If somebody brings him up, you think about him.
You guys know I listen to Sirius, and I have Love as one of my channels.
You independently will think about Alan Allman without any prompting.
Not independently. But when I'm listening to the Love Network, they don't have a DJ. And I'm like, man, Alan Allman would have been
great
on this.
Stop talking over this awesome song.
My bad.
What is this piece of shit called?
Too much time on my hands.
I confuse Styx and the Little River Band. I swear to God, I do.
How about America?
I didn't know Tommy sang this. Tommy used to come into riff with Jack Blades and Nugent because they were the Damn Yankees. I have to say, I did not like Damn Yankees music. It was popular, but it just didn't. Not really. I don't know. It was okay. They were great guys, though. I mean, they couldn't have been nicer.
I didn't know Damn Yankees was a group.
Oh, that was Dennis DeYoung, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, God, he's evil. I wonder if they're happy. They're happy he's out of the band, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes.
A pain
and what
ass.
Does he do on his own?
Look at that hair.
The Damn Yankees, everybody. Is this their hit?
Look at his hair.
I was alone, God, I don't remember this. I don't know why. Tommy Shaw, ladies and gentlemen.
What song is this?
Come Again?
It sounds like Kansas.
How are they spelling it?
C-U-M.
They had a song that hit number 3 on
yeah,
the
they
US
had a
Hot
bigger
100.
Hit, I thought.
High Enough.
I mean, they had a song I knew.
Play High Enough, Jay.
I missed this one. Mm-hmm. High Enough, was this the big hit?
I bet you everybody has Renegade stuck in their head right now. Oh, yeah.
MTV
video.
A couple making out in the video. Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember this.
Good one.
Yeah. Why? What happened to the Damn Yankees? Why did they break up so fast?
They rocked
two albums,
hard.
And that was it? They just rocked it. They rocked
so
it all
hard
out. They got it all
apart.
Out.
Yeah.
They had nothing left. They left it all on the concert floor. They left it all on the stage.
They're just pieces of rock behind.